It was cold and it was dark when I stopped my Yamaha, and I looked down at my road map. I thought I'd gone too far. It was one of those autumn nights, pitch black with a mist in the air, when you can't see anything close up, but you know there's someone there. So I pulled out my flashlight and I shone it in the night. I heard a voice calling softly, and I caught her in the light. She was all dressed in jeans and leathers. She looked lost and afraid, and she whispered, "Can you help me? I must have lost my way." And she was real. My heart did a somersault. She was real, she came near. I said, "Hey, you gave me quite a turn. Just what the hell are you doing out here?" She was real, she said, "I don't remember." She was real, she looked at me. So I said, "Where do you want to go?" She said, "I live by the sea." She was real. I swear she was real. Ooh, well, I ain't no Greek statue, but she was something to be seen. She had this long dark hair, eyes like a cat. She was no more than 19. You see, didn't think it right to ask just why she was all alone. I just took it to be boyfriend trouble. So I said, "I'll take you home." She was real, she gave me her address, or else I wouldn't be here. She was real, she climbed up on the back of my bike, and she showed no fear. She was real soft, she put her arms around me. She was real, she held on tight, and she was real when we shouted our conversation as we thundered through the night. Faster, she was real. I swear she was real. Mist was coming in. She looked at me. She said, "Hey, I wanna get home fast." I told her I'd do my best. And when I asked her out next Saturday, God help me, she said yes. And the wind was snatching our voices away, but I felt good inside. There was me and Susie riding out there, just busting with pride, feeling good. She was real when I took a roundabout, just as real as the wind in my hair. She was real, I turned to look at her. My God, she wasn't there. She was real, she told me her name. I went shouting out the same. I went stumbling through the undergrowth, screaming like a man in pain. My God, she must have fallen off, but I swear I didn't feel her fall. I went looking, searching, looking, and then I gave the cops a call. And the cops came and found nothing. It was sunrise when they got there, 9 a.m. when the searching broke. I guess it must have been the look on my face that told them it weren't no joke. So I gave them Susie's address, and they took me round the air in the car. I just wanted to go with them, couldn't face my Yamaha. And Susie's mother answered, she had Susie's hair and Susie's eyes. But when I told her what had happened, she just broke down and she cried. And she told me I was cruel and heartless to tease an old lady so. And she told me Susie died on that roundabout 12 years ago. But she was real, there's a photo on the fireplace dated 1965. But she was real, she was on the back of my bike. She was soft, she was alive. I swear she was real, I ain't going crazy. I touched her and she touched me, so I guess I'll get on back to that roundabout. She's waiting there for me. She's waiting, she's real, I swear she's real. She was real. She was real.